living in the United States of America, at least not the one I've known all my life. I've never wished to live anywhere else. This is my home, and I was privileged to be born here. But today I woke up, and as I had my morning coffee, I realized that everything is about to change. No matter how I vote, no matter what, I say something evil has invaded our nation, and our lives are never going to be the same. I've been confused by the hostility of family and friends. I look at people I've known all my life, so hate-filled that they agree with opinions they would never express as their own. I think I may have, well, entered the Twilight Zone. We become a nation that has lost its collective mind. You can't justify this insanity. If a guy pretends to be a woman, you're required to pretend with him. Somehow, it's un-American for the census to count how many Americans are in America. Russians influencing our elections are bad, but illegals voting in our elections are good. It was cool for Joe Biden to blackmail the president of Ukraine, but it's an impeachable offense if Donald Trump inquires about it. 20 is too young to drink a beer, but 18 is old enough to vote. People who have never owned slaves should pay slavery reparations to people who have never been slaves. People who have never been to college should pay the debts of college students who took out huge loans for their degrees. Immigrants with tuberculosis and polio are welcome, but you'd better be able to prove your dog is vaccinated. Irish doctors and German engineers who want to immigrate to the U.S. must go through a rigorous vetting process, but any illiterate gangbangers who jump the southern fence are welcome. $5 billion for border security is too expensive, but $1.5 trillion for free healthcare is not. If you cheat to get into college, you go to prison, but if you cheat to get into the country, you go to college for free. People who say there is no such thing as gender are demanding a female president. We see other countries going socialist and collapsing, but it seems like a great plan to us. Some people are held responsible for things that happened before they were born, and other people are not held responsible for what they're doing right now. Criminals are caught and released to hurt more people, but stopping them is bad because it's a violation of their rights. And pointing out all this hypocrisy somehow makes us racist. Nothing makes sense anymore. No values, no morals, and no civility. People are dying of a Chinese virus, but it's racist to refer to it as Chinese even though it began in China. We're clearly living in an upside-down world where right is wrong and wrong is right, where moral is immoral and immoral is moral, where good is evil and evil is good, where killing murderers is wrong but killing unborn babies is A-okay. Wake up, America. The great unsinkable ship, Titanic America, has hit an iceberg, is taking on water, and is sinking fast.
Say this because no one else has the brains or balls to, apparently. Why do we care and cater to a population that is like literally less than 1%? And why don't we use our brains, because we don't do that anymore, why don't we do what's best for the 99.9% of the population and then continue to move forward as we've done throughout history?
Well, to answer that young lady's question, why is the 99% allowing the 1% to change the rules, change laws, change the workplace, change how your children are raised in school? Because read and write and arithmetic is out the window. This is all an agenda to completely destroy America from the inside out. As far as people not having the balls, a lot of us have had the balls for the years. Some of us have been doing it for decades, trying to warn people about what was coming. I remember back 10 years ago telling people that transgenderism was declared a mental disorder by John Hopkins. You can cut it off, but it doesn't change anything. It's all in here. At any rate, it's an agenda. It's to destroy the country. It isn't a coincidence that every single country is suddenly being overrun with angry Islamic folks wearing masks and hoods and carrying metal weapons while the police stand and watch. And when one of the citizens point out these Islamic people walking around armed, they're arrested. It's an agenda. They're looking for World War III or Civil War 2024 worldwide. There's your answer. I wish this girl was single when I was still handsome, but it is what it is.
Okay, so I know I'm not supposed to notice these things or ask these questions, but they need to be noticed and the questions need to be asked. So I've lived in a nice suburb of Columbus for about 5 years now in the same apartment complex. And since moving in, slowly but surely, all of my neighbors have become foreigners. I am one of the only Americans that live in my complex now. If I go to take a walk around the neighborhood with my son, almost nobody speaks English. And all of them look at me like I'm the odd man out. Like, what's this white girl doing here in our neighborhood? If I go to the pool, it's almost all Spanish speaking or Middle Eastern speaking families. Like, I am one of the only English speaking Americans in my complex. And that doesn't seem right to me. How is this okay that I, an American, am being conquered basically in my own home? Is anybody else upset with this? Is anybody else noticing this? That we're now made to feel out of place? And I'm not even talking about race. When I see a fellow black person, I'm like, yes, you're an American. Like, thank you for being here with me side by side. Because it has nothing to do with race. I'm speaking about fellow Americans being pushed out of their homes and being conquered by people who aren't from here, people who don't speak our language. It feels wrong. I don't see how this is okay. And this doesn't seem like a strength for us. This diversity thing doesn't seem like it's going good. What do you guys think? Am I being irrational? That I feel uncomfortable in the fact that I'm like the only one of my neighbors that speaks English and actually has an ancestry here in America that can like go to a cemetery and see my grandma and grandpa who were buried here? Am I wrong for feeling like that shouldn't be the case? I don't think that I am. I think that this is perfectly natural to be upset that my home is being conquered by foreigners. Where are my fellow Americans? And why are we letting this happen?
And suddenly, in America, there has been a new trend in the last couple of years where you're supposed to be guilty because you're white. You're supposed to feel guilty because you're a strong, white, prepared male. A grown-up. That's what it was always called. Men always knew how to do everything. Women raised the children and took care of the home. Something that was incredibly important, which is why people had a marriage. I'll go to work. I'll earn the money. We'll have a family. You raise the family during the day, and then I'll try to help out as much as I can. You see what I'm saying? That always worked, and we had a wonderful country. I remind the elders in my family, even though they don't listen to a word I said, which would have caused them a great deal of... They won't listen to a word I say, and that's fine. I don't care. It is what it is. I gave up. I don't care. Some people in my family could have avoided serious health implications because before an event occurred, I had lots and lots of doctors on my other YouTube channels that were saying, if you take a certain remedy, it's going to cause certain things, strokes, heart attacks, blood clots, etc. But I digress. They ain't going to listen. I'm not going to say it. It is what it is. And here we are.
Today, I'm here to help you better understand poverty because poverty is my lived experience. And I'm also here to acknowledge the biased beliefs that poor people are lazy and the poverty is their fault. But how do I make you understand things like working full-time for $10 an hour is only about $19,000 a year, even though it's well above the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour? I want to tell you about a single mom I met who was working at a gas station. She was promoted to manager, and within 30 days, she had to report her new income to DHHR. Within 60 days, her rent bumped from $4.75 to $9.50 a month. She lost her SNAP benefits and her family's health insurance. So she did what poor people are forced to do all the time. She resigned her promotion and went back to working part-time just so she and her family could survive. I can tell you about being above the poverty guideline, nursing my gallbladder with essential oils and prayer,
chewing on cloves and eating ibuprofen like they're Tic Tacs because I don't have health insurance and I can't afford a dentist. I have two jobs and a bachelor's degree and a...
Oh, Utah, here's another fun one. So yesterday, 9/26/24, we reported that there was a Venezuelan gang involved in a shooting in Harriman, Utah. Local news and local police wanted you to think that it was just a group downplaying the severity of this gang going across the United States of America. This happened in Harriman, Utah, which is a very conservative town just southwest of Salt Lake City. But now we're finding out just a few days ago that just north of Salt Lake City, in a very conservative town called Kaysville, this happened. J. Luke Taylor said this: "It's not often I get into politics, but sometimes things hit close to home that force you to think more carefully about the things that matter most. Last week, while I was out of town for work, I received a call from my daughter at 7 a.m. When I answered, she said, 'Dad, I think I'm going to die,' in a tone that sent shivers down my spine. I immediately knew something was very wrong. After trying to understand what was happening for what seemed like an eternity, my son finally ran my daughter's gab watch downstairs, where I heard my wife weeping to a 911 dispatcher on the phone. On Wednesday the 18th, while my two older kids were in my kitchen getting ready for school, my daughter noticed a man in a black hood carrying a baseball bat over his shoulder attempting to break into my house through the back door. He was wearing one black latex glove on his left hand and was making his way around the house to the other doors. The kids immediately ran upstairs to tell Erin, who was with a sleeping Benny in our bed, that someone was trying to get into the house, and without hesitation, she locked the kids in the most secure room in the house, grabbed the gun, and called 911 and ran downstairs. This man was high as a kite, out of his mind, and my wife witnessed him get into the outside detached garage as she had police on the phone. Response was excellent and handling the situation was great. The police arrived just as he was sneaking back out of the garage and told him to put his hands in the air. He was cooperative. They finally arrested him at gunpoint after I had to listen over the phone. Never felt more helpless in my life, and my wife sobbed in fear of her life and our kiddos' lives. It turned out the man was here illegally, with no documentation. He had weapons in his pockets and bags filled with alcohol. Almost a week has gone by and I'm still getting woken up several times at night to a jolting, on-edged wife who is experiencing night terrors, whose brain hasn't been able to shut down since the event. There's about a million things I could say about what happened and the aftermath of what my wife and kids are experiencing. But if this can happen in Kaysville, Utah, in broad daylight on a weekday, it can happen anywhere. I will say this over and over and over: until federal, state, and local law enforcement, until national and local media and politicians from both sides of the aisle call this for exactly what it is, an invasion, the United States of America is done. We need to build a wall immediately, and we need to have a mass deportation of millions and millions of undocumented illegal aliens, or we're done.
I do approve. App. Even though it's Shame on you. Shame.
They're doing everything that needs to be done to take down the country. They've filled it with millions of undocumented people that don't belong here. None of them have been vetted or anything. They're just flown in. You saw me go to the border in February. I went down there. It's real. It's real. They don't even need to climb through the massive half-mile open border wall because the government's flying them over, putting them on buses, giving them unlimited money, and sending them to all the largest cities and towns. Now, when that money shuts off, just like yours, these people are going to act just like they did in their other countries, where they eat cats and dogs and maybe their neighbors. Who knows? Do you know what I'm saying? That's not hyperbole. These are facts. And every time we turn around, there's another hack or another issue. The banking system's gone down. The communication system's gone down. Or we just have the mainstream media kicking out bullshit lies about people that died in America. That is horrendous. That is horrendous. A hurricane hits eastern Tennessee, literally, and they send National Guard to Kuwait the same day. What are we doing here? $8 billion to Ukraine, no problem. $750 for every one of you people out in Asheville, as long as you can get an internet signal and apply for it. And remember, it's a loan. It's a loan. Do you see what I'm saying? This government has literally allowed our neighbor, Mexico, to have cartels that have flooded the United States for generations now, killing tens of thousands more Americans and people worldwide than any terrorist could ever possibly hope. And they do nothing about it. In a real world, our government that just bombs anybody because they feel like it would take these guys out. But they don't, because it was all part of the plan to get us where we are right now. If a country is dysfunctional enough, shut down the communications, shut down their ability to consume, to buy gasoline, to buy food, to buy water, or blame it all on hackers, and they will turn on themselves. This is exactly what they're doing. I'll leave links below. You really need to start thinking about this because the clock is ticking. This election is going to be the worst thing that's ever happened on so many levels, and it's coming. Richie from Boston, I'm out.